Let me allow you.
You pay only after the goods have been delivered. But that is also in the contract, not so.
Yes, but then the financial instrument for the project is an irrevocable letter of credit. So
good.
So that credit letter has already been sent.
Hold on, no problem. But in my view, that letter of credit area, the contract requires that you pay by letter of credit, not so.
Yes, in addition, we should establish it upon the sign of the contract. So already you have paid.
Upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulances.
Yes. Upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance, since there was no advance mobilization, advance payment, that LC was a security that you have to establish ahead.
No problem. The signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance, is it the contract for the contract for every 50 ambulance?
Pardon?
Is it the contract for I'm saying upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance?
Yes.
Is it the contract for the every 50 ambulance?
If the contract is for 200 ambulances in tranches of 50-50-50.
Good, hold on. So that contract for 50 ambulances is different from this one?
No. It is, the contract is one contract for 200 ambulances, which has been broken down within the contract for every few, you establish LC for every 50 tranche. So you have four LCs for the 200 ambulances.
No, that part, I disagree with you. But if you look at the terms of the contract, it's quite clear. And it should not be difficult for you to accept because really it doesn't put you in any problem at all. That does not put you into any difficulty. And you know the Minister of Health, you know the Minister of Finance. So for me, if you accept that, then it doesn't put
the problem I have in accepting that for you is that in there are letters that confirm that both from
you see the witness is telling you what the situation is, what the true facts are. And you say he should testify in a certain particular way. And that it won't create any difficulty for him. He'll go free and somebody else will be jailed for dishonesty. And the witness keeps insisting that it is against his conscience, he cannot do what you want done. Continue. Continue.
Government and from the principal. That is for every 50 ambulances. That confirms that. And I'll be sending those letters in. So I cannot go against what the letters say and the contracts say because I was the agent at that time. The part business was the agent.
Hold on. LC is on site. Payment shall be in your state. First of all, you said there shall be no advance payment.
Yes.
What does advance payment mean?
What it means is that you are not the supplier was not going to be paid any cash, any money for him to use in procuring all the accessories and everything to manufacture. So the manufacturer will use his own money to buy the ambulance vans, all the accessories from across the globe, with the security from government being the LC. And the LC has paid the conditions precedent.
Hold on. Yes, advance payment not mean paying in advance of the delivery of the goods.
They said no advance payment.
Yes, advance payment means that you are paying before the goods are delivered to you.
No, they said no advance payment. Not that there's advance payment. Yes. No advance. Mean that you will not pay.
Yes, until the goods are delivered to you. Not so.
Yes.
So until the goods are delivered, you don't pay at all.
You don't pay.
Not so. So, and then also, it goes ahead to say that payments shall be in a free manner. LC is on site of goods. In fact, what is it giving LC on site of goods? What does it mean?
What LC on site of goods means is that when you ship the documents, when you ship the goods, when you ship the goods from your port of origin, the bill of lading of the goods It's what you
so
use
you
as
only on site of goods means,
yes,
means when the goods have been shipped.
They have been shipped.
Not and then the goods have been delivered in Ghana.
No, when the goods have been shipped. Because you have gone to
so
do principal. So what I'm trying to explain is that so you use the bill of lading. You use a bill of lading. You use a bill of lading.
You establish the after.
Pause. You see the problem of Godfrey Dame. He doesn't understand anything about this international payments at all. And he wants the witness to accept his ignorance and then go to court to make a statement that will expose the witness as also as ignorant as Godfrey Dame. Because you see, what you call a letter of credit is just some guarantee. You sign an agreement with somebody that I'll supply these ambulances. But the person must also be secure that when he supplies the ambulances, there will be payment. So you sign a document that, look, the moment you are able to buy your equipment yourself and you ship them and you bring the bill of lading to me for me to satisfy myself that the equipment had been shipped and that this is the evidence that I will be receiving them on this date, then I can also authorize the bank to pay you what has been agreed upon. Because you can't go to the sea and reclaim the things back. You see? So that's all. So a letter of credit does not give you money until I eventually tell them to pay because I have received the items. So you are saying that somebody signed a letter of credit and so the nation has lost money. And your government took over. If you realize that the things have not been received, why would you authorize payment? So this is simple. But the problem is ignorance. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Special credit inspection.
No, the LC is established. As soon as you sign the contract, you establish the LC, and that becomes the security comfort for the supplier to invest money.
It says, LC's on site of goods have been signed upon the signing of the contract.
Yes.
For every 50 ambulances.
Yes.
Yes, which contract is this? It's not a contract for you, so under this main contract, this is like the main contract.
The main contract and LC for every 50 of the 200. You said so. You can so the contract is not saying that government should establish one LC, which is 15.8 million euros for the whole 200 at a go. No, government has a bulk contract of 15.8 million euros. Now, this contract will become, the ambulance will become in tranches of 50 ambulances. So you establish your LC for the 50. When that 50 have been delivered and everything sorted out and handed over, another LC is established for another subsequent 50 until you finish all the 200. That is what the contract says. So the LC that was
even then, hold on. I don't agree with your explanation. But even then, this is your explanation. That's not what happened in this case.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, that's not what happened. Yes, because the LC was established even before fisherman inspection.
Yes.
Not so.
Yes.
There was no fisherman inspection. So
yes.
So it means there was no basis for the LC to be established in the first place.
No.
That's really not your problem anyway.
Right, that place, yeah. in that particular place, you are getting it wrong. If you have patience for me to explain, you are getting it wrong there because when you establish LC, the LC had conditions precedent for it to be on it. And the condition precedent states that you can only cash the LC when you present shipping documents, which is bill of lading, to the Ghana International Bank of the buyer before you can the LC can be honored. So even though the LC was established upon the signing of the contract, was supposed to be established upon the signing of the contract, it cannot be cashed or honored. It becomes a form of security for the supplier to invest his own money. And when he ships the ambulances, he can then send a bill of lading to your bank, your bankers, to then honor the LC, because that is a condition precedent.
In this case, even the LC was actually cash. Everything that payment was actually made before the goods were shipped.
No,
the goods got together.
No.
Oh yeah.
He couldn't have. Oh, yeah. The supplier. There is no way under the sun he could have cashed the LC before the shipping document, which were condition precedent, was presented to Ghana International Bank. Even when he presented the document to Ghana International Bank, Ghana International Bank refused to honor the LC, raising issues of discrepancy, which came back to Bank of Ghana, which later went to the Ministry of Health, and then Animana authorized Bank of Ghana through Ministry of Finance to pay, because they had sorted out the discrepancies with Big C. That time, around this time, the ambulance had already arrived in Ghana. You are not privy to this one, I'm telling you.
In my view, if we agree to this theory, mm-hmm. it's so simple, the theory of the case.
Not agree to the way you want to go about it.
If you agree to this deal, where the witness agrees with Godfred Odame the way he wants to go about the case, then he, the witness, will have no case. There will be no difficulty for him. So listen to that part then.
I decided not to say it because I want to help the AG make his case. And I ask myself, what is my interest in it?
I'm not asking you to really help me. I'm just going by it. Anyway, so that's fine. So this one was even just by the way.
I hope you get my difficulty. It's because I'm innocent and I'm going through ordeal. So I'm looking at another person also going to go through ordeal and through me, because I know the truth and I decide not to say it. About question sentence. If I go by that way, frankly speaking, I'll be dishonest, because I know that is not how it's supposed to be about it, and how you want me to go about my answering question sentence. That time, around this time, the ambulance had already arrived in Ghana. You are not privy to this one, I'm telling you.
In my view, if we agree to this theory, mm-hmm. it's so simple, the theory of the case.
Not agree to the way you want to go, the way you want to go about it.
There's no advancement. Ordinarily meaning in Ghana, uh-huh. that you don't pay until you get your goods. Now the contract here, I mean the clear terms, unless maybe you guys do not draft the contract, it says everything on site of goods shall be established upon the signing of the contract for every future.
No, it was the contract was drafted by government. It was done by government.
And
AG department perros the contract and approved the contract for government.
It is not a problem. We have the approval. Every contract is actually approved. Mm-hmm. Or later when they're implementing it, then problems.
The difficulty I have with your position is that, you see, frankly speaking, fine, as you are saying, if I agree to your position, how you want to go about it and how you want me to go about my answering question sentence, if I go by that way, frankly speaking, I'll be dishonest, because I know that is not how it's supposed to be.
You heard him. This is the facts, but you want me to go about it your way, and I feel that if I go about it your way, I'll be dishonest.
Continue. Question sentence. If I go by that way, frankly speaking, I'll be dishonest, because I know that is not how it's supposed to be, and I'll be dishonest in such a way that I'll be assisting for someone I know is completely innocent about this, for example, Atu Forson, to be jailed because I knew something was wrong, was not the way, and I decided to keep quiet and to answer the question in a way that will make your case better for you to jail him. I'll be battling with my conscience. That is the problem I'm having. Anytime you bring up this issue with my with Yonikulendi, when would Yonikulendi's place, anytime you bring this issue, that is my problem I'm having. Because me, for example, that is the problem I'm having. Anytime you bring up this issue, me to go about my answering questions and things. If I go by that way, frankly speaking, I'll be dishonest. Because I know that is not how it's supposed to be. And I'll be dishonest, and I'll be dishonest in such a way that I'll be assisting for someone I know is completely innocent about this. For example, Atu Forson, to be jailed because I knew something was wrong, was not the way, and I decided to keep quiet and to answer the question in a way that will make your case better for you to jail him. I'll be battling with my conscience. That is the problem I'm having. Anytime you bring up this issue with my with Yonikulendi, when would Yonikulendi's place, anytime you bring this issue, that is my problem I'm having. Because me, for example, I am in this case because I'm innocent and I'm going through ordeal. So I'm looking at another person also going to go through ordeal and through me because I know the truth and I decide not to say it because I want to help the AG make his case. And I ask myself, what is my interest in it?
I'm not asking you to really help me. I'm just going by it. But anyway, so that's fine. So this one was even just by the way.
I hope you get my
deal. It's on the phone. I don't even know that.
No, don't worry about that one. My issue, I'm just
recording or somebody's recording.
You and I will be meeting.
Please, order. Please, let's listen to the tape, please. I beg you.
You will be meeting me at my cousin's place, and you've been bringing this issue up several times. And I keep telling you that I can't do that because it doesn't sit well with me.
This is the man who says he has never met the witness. Continue.
It's for every. So when you see that hand, for every duty ambulance, means that it's not only the few. For every, it means that it is not only 50.
Alright.
Mean that there are a lot of 50s that will be following. So that is what I was trying to explain to you. So frankly speaking, the LC that was established was as a security for the supplier. To invest his own money since there's no
advantage. Yes, it is the same thing that was used to pay. Because LC was the means of payment and the agreement.
Yes. When the conditions precedents are met.
That he has
the bill of ladings, the ambulance have been shipped, and the bill of ladings are presented. That is when you can catch the LC. So until you ship the ambulances, you can't catch the ambulance, you can't catch the LC.
In this case,
when he shipped the ambulances, he then presented their documents to Ghana International Bank. And then Ghana International Bank refused to honor the LC and raised issues of discrepancies, which was later cleared by Animana at the Ministry of Health for payment to proceed. And that is how he was paid. So in frankly speaking, if there's somebody who authorized this payment to go on, even though in Ghana International Bank raised issues of discrepancies.
We pass the laws we pass in Parliament. Rule 13 of LI 2324, which is on communication with represented party. Communication.